Lord, we thank you for each one who is here this evening, and we pray that the blessing of God will be upon us.
主啊，我们感谢今天每一个人来参加这样的人，我们祷告呢，神的赐福呢会降临在我们身上。
But Lord, we don't want to be selfish in our prayers. We pray for others as well.
主啊，我们就是说不想呢，只是自我的自私的祷告，我们要为其他的人也要祷告。
And we think, Lord, of many who are suffering today because of fires right across the country, but in particular, we are concerned about this Summerland fire.
主啊，我们知道呢，很多人呢，他们就在接受这个就是山火的这样的痛苦。那么说呢，我们特别的要为这个叫Summerland的这个地方的火灾祷告。We
do pray, Lord, that you will protect the firefighters, that you will minimize the loss of those who have their possessions burned up. We pray that you will minimize the loss of life.
主啊，我们也在祷告，求您呢，就是说是保护那些救火的，也保护那些就让那些受了火灾的那些人呢，他们的财产呢的损失呢达到最小，也让生命的损失呢达到最小。
We thank you, Lord, that we pray that many in these distresses will turn to the Lord.
所以主啊，我们祷告，在这样很多的这样的苦难中呢，很多人呢会转向主。So
our prayer then is that you will be gracious and that you will minimize these fires. We'd like to see some rain, Lord.
所以主啊，我们祈求您呢，满有恩典，满有恩典呢，让这些火呢变小。主啊，我们期待一场雨。
We thank you for having preserved Morningstar Bible Camp in the past, and we pray that you will do it again.
我们感谢您呢，在过去呢保守了 Morningstar 这个圣经营会，所以我们祈求您呢再一次这么做。And
we pray especially, Lord, for Milt and Denise Gorman.
所以呢，主要我们特别的为Milt的Discoverment祷告。
I don't know the details, but it's quite likely that they have been evacuated. They have a farm, we believe, right in the middle of the Summerland evacuation area.
主要我们不知道很多的细节，但是呢，他们确实在那里呢，就是疏散了，疏散了，因为他们在那个Summerland那个地方呢，有一个农场或者说房产在那里。
Protect them, we pray. We remember that Milt's uncle lost his house in the fire several years ago. And we pray that Milt and Denise and their children will be blessed and saved from any problem.
就是啊，求您呢，就是保守那个米克，然后呢，我们知道米克的那个叔叔呢，几年前呢，他的房子被烧毁了。那么说，这一次呢，祈求您呢，保守米克还有他的侄女，还有他其他的那些人，他们的房屋啊、房产的安全和人身的安全。
And so, Lord, now we're going to go to study the Word of God, and we pray that you'll bless us in that effort.
主啊，我们现在要学习神的话，我们祈求您呢，在这个方面呢，也赐福给我们。We
pray that each one will come to know the Lord, that many will come to know the Lord as a result of these studies.
主啊，我们也祷告，很多人呢，就是说是能够来认识主，也是因为这个学习的这样的一个结果。
And we pray that the believers will be strengthened.
我们祷告呢，信徒们得到加强。
And we pray for those in China, especially who are without close fellowship, that they will be benefiting from the fellowship of these meetings.
就是我们也为那些在中国的，他们没有很近的这样的一个团契的地方呢，他们会通过这样的一个学习呢，得到益处。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, again, good evening to all. Nice to have you with us tonight.
这一次呢，大家晚上好，非常高兴呢，看到大家跟我们在一起。
We started last Saturday night, as you will remember. We started looking at the book of Acts, trying to learn the truth of God for our our hearts from Acts chapter 1 we started.
所以你们大家也都记得呢，从上个星期开始呢，我们都学一些《使徒行传》的第一章，所以我们使徒行传第一章里学的一些鼓励我们的真理。
So back now to Acts chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 6 to pick up the theme. It says, when they had come together after the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, when they came together, they said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
日语里面呢，我们要从那个第六节开始来讲起这个主题。那么说明你就知道了，他们当时呢，就是说跟主聚在一起，他们聚在一起的时候呢，他们问主耶稣说：“主啊，你再次恢复以色列就在这时候吗？”
And in verse 7, we get his answer. He says, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
第七节呢，主呢给他们回答，答案是呢，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时间、季节，不是你们可以知道的。
I suppose one of the biggest issues in the Christian life is when is God going to do what he's going to do?
因为呢，在我们基督徒人生中的一个巨大的问题呢，就是说是神在什么时候去要准备去做他要做的事儿呢？
We often pray and we say, Lord, I would like you to do this. And frankly, I would like you to do it today.
因为我们通常祷告呢，说呢，主啊，我今天呢想做这件事情呢，坦率地说呢，我今天就想做。
And he often says to it, I will do it, says to us, I will do it. But he says, I will do it on my schedule, not on yours.
因为主呢，通常会说呢，我会做，我会做呢，我会做呢，是按照我的时间表，而不是按照你的时间表。But
one of the hardest things we have to do is submit ourselves to God's schedule for us.
其中呢，我们要做的一件事情呢，就是把我们自己完全顺服在神为我们所定的时间表下。
He promised to do great things for us. He promised to do things for us far greater than we would pray, than we could understand, than we could expect.
因为里面他说他呢，就是应许呢，要去做呢，在我们人生做一些伟大的事情。那么这些伟大事情呢，有时候呢，超过了我们所期待的，超过了我们所想象的。
And so when we pray, we have to say, Lord, I would like you to do this for me. I would like you to do it your way. And I would like you to do it in your time.
然后我们就祷告说，那主啊，我想让您呢去做这件事情的为我。那么说呢，我们要您做的时候呢，是按照您的方式和您的时间去做。
All right. So what do we do in the meantime?
那么现在我们应该做什么了？
Verse 8.
第八节。
It says, but you shall receive power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth.
第八节说，当圣灵临到你们以后，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，成为我的见证。
So God has made many wonderful promises to the Christians.
所以神呢，对基督徒呢，做出了很多奇妙的应许。And
he will one day bring in his kingdom.
他有一天呢，他会把他的王国带下来。In
the meantime, our responsibility is to wait and to be a witness while we wait.
所以呢，在现在我们的职责呢，就是说是去等待。等待呢，当我们等待的时候呢，我们要去做见证。That's
our responsibility. He has promised. Our responsibility is to tell the world about the promise and to keep on waiting. He will bring about his promises in his own time.
也这个里面的这是他的应许，我们的职责呢，就是当我们呢，就是等待的时候呢，我们到处去传播这样的应许，就是说呢，神呢会实现他的应许，在他自己的时间里实现。
How will he enable us to do that? He will bring us the power of the Holy Spirit in order to fulfill his will in his time in our lives.
因为这个里面，我们怎么也能够去做到这一点呢？就是他会让圣灵呢在我们的就是你人生里面做工，在他自己的时间里面，让圣灵赐给我们力量，让我们去做。
All right, now I want you to note the specific words. In this verse, the Lord Jesus said, You shall be witnesses to me.
因为我要跟大家指出，在这个经文里呢，一个特别的一句话，主耶稣基督说呢，你们要成为我的见证。
There is a group today who call themselves Christians, but in fact, they really call themselves Jehovah Witnesses.
因为这里有一组呢，这个自称为基督徒的人呢，他们呢把自己称为是耶和华见证人。
And I keep saying to myself and often to them, if they were true to their responsibility to the Bible, they would be witnesses about Jesus. They'll talk a lot about Jehovah, but they don't talk about Jesus.
如果他们是真的基督徒的话呢，我认为呢，他们在圣经里呢，他们在到处要讲的是关于耶稣，我们的主耶稣，但是他们谈到大多的时候呢，就是耶和华，而不是主耶稣。
Many people in the world today talk about God.
因为在世界上很多人呢，今天呢，他们在谈论神。
Many churches spend most of their time talking about God.
有很多教会呢，他们也就是说是花了很大量的时间呢，去谈论神。
The Christian is to be talking all the time about the Lord Jesus. Don't be deluded. Don't turn away from Jesus. It's Jesus who saved us. God the Father is a wonderful God, but our responsibility is to be witnesses unto Jesus.
因为这个，我们做基督徒来说呢，我们在所有的时间呢，都要讲论、谈论我们的主耶稣基督。因为我们的主耶稣基督呢，我们在天上的父呢，他是一个奇妙的神，但是呢，他差下主耶稣基督。那么说呢，我们的职责呢，是一直呢，在大多数时候呢，给主耶稣基督做见证。
Now remember that all these things took place just east of Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, and that's where he was on the day of Ascension.
这里面大家记住，所有这些呢，都是在耶路撒冷城的东面的那个叫橄榄山上的发生的。那么说，这个时候呢，都是讲到主耶稣基督要升天了。
So verse 9 says, Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, He was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sights. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
因为这个第九节的时间，第九节说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个身穿白衣站在旁边。
The ascension was a truly amazing event.
所以呢，升天呢是一个非常真实的，而且就是说是神奇的事件。
And these two angels came to explain and to confirm what had happened.
所以这两个天使呢，他们来呢，就是说是确认，就是然后呢解释发生的事情。
Now it's interesting, you'll remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, there were a multitude of angels praising God and explaining to the shepherds what had happened.
这个年代的记得呢，都是当主耶稣基督出生的时候呢，有一大堆天使呢高唱赞美神，然后呢向那些牧羊人呢解释发生的事情。
And at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, 40 days before this, there were two angels at the place where Jesus had lain in the sepulchre, and they explained to the women and others what had happened.
因为在主耶稣基督复活以后呢，就是在现在这个世间发生的40天前呢，在主耶稣基督的就是埋葬的那个坟墓里呢，其实呢有两个天使，两个天使呢，他们当时呢向那个那些妇女还有其他的人解释所发生的事情。<clears throat>
Now again, at the ascension, you have two angels, possibly the same two angels, who were at the resurrection, but at his birth, at his resurrection, at his ascension, in all cases, angelic witness to what had happened.
现在呢，再一次呢，有两个天使。这两个天使呢，有可能呢是主耶稣基督复活的时候那两个天使，还有他在出生的时候的那两个天使，他们都是同样的两个天使。那么说呢，现在呢，在主耶稣基督升天的时候呢，他们来见证所发生的事。
How do we know what happened? The angels confirmed it.
所以呢，好，我们怎么知道发生的事情呢？因为那个天使确认了。
So the question is, what did they say? And again, Acts chapter 1 and verse 11.
你再次他们说什么呢？使徒行传第1章的第11节。
The angel said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.
这两个天使说呢，加利利人呢，你们为什么站在望天呢？这里你们被接升天的同一位，这里你们被接升天的同一位耶稣，你们看见怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
What happened to Jesus that day? He went up into heaven. God took him back into heaven.
因为这一天呢，在主耶稣基督身上发生了什么呢？他去到了天堂，神把他接去了天堂。
What is going to happen at some future point?
所以在将来的某一个点上要发生什么呢？
He will come in like manner.
所以呢，他会以同样的方式再来。
So the Bible tells us that he will be coming to the same place, the Mount of Olives.
这个呢，就是圣经告诉我们，他要在哪呢？其实是在那个同一个地方，就是说是在那个橄榄山的山顶上。
As he went up into a cloud, so he will come down in from a cloud.
因为呢，他是从一个云彩里上去的，他再来的时候呢，也会从云彩里来。
And so I've told you that I spent a few hours once sitting on the Mount of Olives, looking up into heaven.
因为我跟大家讲过呢，我曾经花几个小时呢，坐在那个橄榄山的山顶上呢，望天。
And just pondering the wonderful thought that he went up into heaven and he's going to come back. And I kept most of the day just looking, seeing if he was going to come back then. No, I knew he wouldn't come back then, but I was looking. He might come back this way, that way, from this place, that place. He's going to come back to the Mount of Olives. Hallelujah.
因为里面呢，当时呢，我坐在那里思考，思考了呢，花了很长时间，几个小时在那里，我觉得呢，主耶稣基督呢，他因为从这里上去了，他有可能再从这里下来，但是呢，就是说，我觉得他会来，但是呢，不是说的是那一天来，但是有一天呢，他会以这种方式或者那种方式来到这个地方。<coughs>
So, what happens next?
下一步会发生什么呢？
Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey.
第12节说呢，有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，又有安息日可走的路程。
And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, the zealot, and Judas, the son of James.
所以当下他们从那里回耶路撒冷去，第十三节说呢，进了城就上了所住的一个楼上的房间，在那里有彼得、雅各、约翰、安德勒、腓利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、雅勒菲的儿子雅各、分锐党的西门和雅各的兄弟犹大。
So there was a large upper room where they had all gathered. We're not sure where that room was, what it was. It could even have been the large upper room that they were in when the Lord Jesus led them through the Passover supper. They had a large upper room then.
所以这个里面的这有一个非常大的一个楼上的房间，我们不是很确定呢。这个房间到底是哪里的一个房间？但有可能是当时呢，主耶稣基督带领他们去吃最后的晚餐的那个房间。
We don't know the detail. We do know this, verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
我们不知道很多的细节，但是这一点我们是知道的。第十四节说，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并他的弟兄，都同心合意，恳切祷告祈求。
So we don't know how many were there. We do know that there were three groups. There were the disciples and those who had gathered with them. There were the women, and then there was Jesus' family, his mother, and his brothers.
在这里我们不知道那些人到底是谁，但是呢，我们知道他们有三组的人。第一组是呢主耶稣基督的门徒，第二组呢是那些妇人，第三组呢就是主耶稣基督的家人，包括他的母亲玛利亚和他的那些弟兄姊妹们。
In some wonderful way, Jesus' brothers had become converted.
也通过某种奇特的方式呢，主耶稣基督的那些弟兄们呢，都得救了。
They were not believers during much of his life, but after the resurrection, they were confirmed as believers. Praise the Lord.
因为在主耶稣基督呢还活着的时候呢，他们中间呢没有几个得救的。但是呢，当主耶稣基督升天以后呢，这里呢我们得到了这样的一个确定，他们呢都得救了，赞美主。
All right, verse 15 says, well, I guess I better stay in 14. It says this, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication.
这个里面第十四节呢，还讲一点呢，的这些人呢，都同心合意，恳切祷告祈求。
What are they going to do?
他们要做什么？
The Lord Jesus had told them that he was going to send the Holy Spirit to them and that they were to wait.
女主呢，主耶稣基督已经告诉过他了，他要降下圣灵，所以呢，他们在那里等待。
They had watched him go to heaven. They were confirmed of his resurrection. So the question is, what are they going to do?
因为这个里面呢，他们都看到了他升到了天堂，他们也确认了他的复活。那么说呢，问题是呢，他们准备要做什么了？
We're going to find out later. It was 10 days that they were going to be waiting for the Spirit to come.
因为我们在其他地方被告知呢，他们在那里要等候10天，等。
10 days between the ascension and the descent of the Spirit at Pentecost.
这是10天圣灵要降临，这个十天呢是在主耶稣基督升天以后，直到呢是不是在五旬节圣灵降下来，这中间有10天的等待。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication.
那么这些人呢都同心合意，恳切祷告祈求。
I think they had a 10-day prayer meeting.
我认为呢，他们开了一个10天的祷告会，
Who would be there?
谁会在那里呢？
Well, again, the disciples and the women and the Lord's family. The next verse is going to tell us. About 120 people.
这个里面再次呢，就是门徒们的那些妇人，还有主耶稣基督的家人。那么下一个节呢，会告诉我们呢，那里还有几百个其他的信徒。
Have you noticed that our prayer meetings are usually very short?
有没有注意到我们的祷告会通常呢非常的短呢？
Sometimes when we pray for a minute or two.
所以有时候呢，我们祷告的时候呢，我们只祷告一两分钟。
Sometimes when we pray with others, we can even be at a prayer meeting that goes on for an hour.
所以有时候呢，我们和其他的人呢一起祷告呢，这个祷告会呢会持续1个小时。
It was my privilege many years ago, about 10 years ago, I guess, to go to a prayer meeting in the United States. There were about 100 of us. We were gathered. We were to pray all week long.
所以我有这样的荣幸呢，在很多年前呢，我去到美国的当事人呢，我们有几百人呢，我们这些人呢，整个的一个星期都在那里祷告。
We probably were in prayer for 3 or 4 hours a day between breaks and so on. But for 4 days, 3 or 4 hours a day, we ended up with 15 to 20 hours of prayer.
这个里面呢，就是说我们大概呢，就是一个星期呢，祷告3到6个小时，一天祷告3到6个小时，中间呢，我们会休息。那么说呢，我们一直祷告了4天，那么4天之间呢，我们呢，祷告的时间大概是15到20个小时。
Unfortunately, that's the longest prayer meeting I've ever been at.
这个呢，就是有幸的是呢，这是我参加过的一个最长的祷告会。
What's the matter with me?
就是我自己有什么问题？
These were together praying for 10 days.
也有人在一起呢，就是祷告10天。
What happened as a result of our being together for those 20 hours, actual praying for 20 hours. What happened?
因为呢，实际上呢，在我们聚在一起祷告的那20个小时中间呢，发生了什么呢？
Well, God blessed in many ways, and in particular, I was most encouraged in my own heart, in my own life, and God answered many prayers as a result of that, even at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
也实际上呢，在那个时候呢，神呢，他呢，回应了，回答了我们的很多的祷告，很多的祷告呢，就是这我们自己呢，也同时呢，得到非常大的鼓舞。同样呢，他也呢，赐福了给我们，也赐福给我们第16届的福音教会。
What happened as a result of this prayer meeting?
那么这个祷告会的结果是什么？
Well, it was the foundation of much that was going to happen in the rest of this chapter and in chapter 2 and following.
就这个里面呢，这是实际上呢，给那个这一章，还有使徒行传，这是下一章，还有跟接下来那些章节里呢，奠定了一个基础。
But there's one lovely word here in verse 14 that says, These all continued with one accord.
这个里面呢，就是有一个很有爱的词，在第14节里说呢，他们这些人呢，都同心合意。
Have you ever noticed if you're praying with someone, instead of making an enemy when you pray, enemies are reconciled when they pray together.
这个里面呢，就是你知道吗？你们大家呢都想要，就是说是啊，那个就是说是一起祷告的时候呢，你并不会树敌，您平常为敌的人呢，在这个时候都会和好。
You want to have a really good friend, you pray with them a lot.
所以你想要交一个很好的朋友吗？你和他们大量的在一起祷告。
Prayer unites people. It's marvelous.
所以呢，祷告让人团结，这个是非常好的事情。
I guess I can say in my life, many of those that I'm closest to are those that I pray with the most.
所以这个里面呢，我呢要说呢，在我人生里面，和我最亲近的那些人呢，都是和我在一起祷告的最多的那些人。
All of which says, pray more, pray alone more, but pray with others more. The Lord will bless.
所有这些都告诉我们呢，要多多的祷告，自己要多多祷告，要和其他的人呢一起呢，也多多的祷告，神呢，他会赐福的。
specific problem that was to be put right, verse 15.
这里呢,就是有一个特别的一个问题,第15节。
It says, in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. And he said, men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus.
第15节说呢，就是说是那时聚会的人数约有120名，彼得就在门徒中间站起来说：“先生们、弟兄们，圣灵借着大卫的口在圣经上预言领人抓耶稣的犹大，这经文是必须且已经应验了。”Okay,
so the first thing is that there were about 120 in that group.
首先第一件事呢,在那个一组人里有大概有120人。
That's not very many people to turn the world upside down.
所以这个不是很多的人,但是他们呢,却把世界颠了一个个。
Why did they end up having so much power?
所以他们为什么最终有这么多大的力量呢?
Well, in part, they prayed together for 10 days.
一部分原因是呢，他们在一起呢祷告了10天。So
he says now in verse 16, he says we've got a problem regarding Judas.
所以在第16节里，他说呢，我们现在呢有个问题是关于犹大的。Verse
17, he was numbered with us. He obtained a part in our ministry, but the implication is, but he was very, very bad.
第16节说呢，他本来与我们同列，并且在这些事工上呢得了一份儿，这个呢也明呢暗示他是个非常非常坏的人。And
so he explains what happened. He says, this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out.
他呢就是解释发生的事情。第18节说，这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，所有的肠子都流出来。Now,
it says he purchased a field, and so the question is, where is that field? What happened to it?
因为呢，这里是说呢，他买了一块田，那么这个田呢，在哪里呢？他在那个田里发生了什么呢？
And it is still in the outskirts of Jerusalem, even to this day. They could take you, if you went to Jerusalem, you could go to precisely that field.
这个田呢，仍然在耶路撒冷城的外面。如果你今天去耶路撒冷城呢，去找那块田呢，他们会把那个特别的一个位置的那块田呢，指给你看。
It says that he fell headlong and burst open. He probably fell on a sword, and as he fell on the sword, his innards burst open.
这里面呢，他这里说呢，他身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，他有可能呢跌倒在一个刀尖上，这样呢，当他跌倒这个刀尖上呢，就把他肚子剖开了，他的里面东西就流出来了。
But elsewhere, we read that he hanged himself.
因为在其他地方呢，我们读到呢，他呢是上吊的。So
the question is, which is right? Did he hang himself, or did he get thrust through with a sword?
因为你们现在问题是呢，他哪一个是对的？他是上吊的呢，还是被箭呢杀死的呢？
The obvious conclusion is he did both.
因为就是很明显的结果是那两样事情他同时都做了。Have
you ever heard of somebody who tried to commit suicide and it didn't work?
你有没有知道呢？有些人呢试图自杀的时候呢，这个没有成功呢？
Well, frankly, I think that would be very disappointing.
坦率说呢，我认为那个是非常让人失望的。And
probably a mutilation of the body that was hard to overcome.
因为就是有可能在你的那个身体里面有一个地方呢，很难被克服。And
I've only met one person who tried to commit suicide and it didn't work.
因为我只知道有一个人呢，他呢就是试图自杀，就没有成功。
And by the grace of God, she fellowshipped with us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以借着神的恩典呢，他在第十六届福音教会跟我们团聚。
So the first time she committed, tried to commit suicide, it didn't work.
这是第一次呢，是他自杀没有成功。
The second time she tried to commit suicide, she first of all went and found a Bible.
因为第二次呢，他想呢要自杀的时候呢，他出去呢就找到了一本圣经。
She bought a second-hand Bible on 4th Avenue.
他在那个街四街上买了一个二手的圣经。
She started to read it.
他开始呢就读。
And instead of committing suicide, she committed her life to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以呢，就是他并没有自杀，而取而代之呢，他把自己呢交给主耶稣基督，让主耶稣基督成为他的救主。
And the Lord did wonderful things for that woman, and not only for her, but for her family, both in Canada and in Greece, and did wonderful things through her in the lives of others as well.
所以主呢，在这个妇女的人生里呢，做了奇妙的工作，通过她的家，在她的家人身上，甚至通过她呢，在她希腊的那些亲人们身上呢，都做了奇妙的工作。
I think that Judas was afraid if he committed suicide, he would fail. So I think he hung himself in such a way that as he came down, he not only broke his neck, but he also landed on a sword and his innards gushed out.
因为里面呢，就是说，我认为呢，有大自杀的时候呢，他害怕自杀不成功，所以呢，他首先把自己上吊，上吊的时候呢，就是不仅仅把他的脖子折断，同样呢，他在他下面放了一个箭，当他呢就是上吊从上面掉下来的时候，正好在那个箭面上面，所以这样呢，因为他肚子破了，里面的肠子流出来了。
Verse 19, and it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their language Akeldama, that is the field of blood. It's still there today.
于是姐姐说呢，住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按照他们那里的话，给那块田起名叫雅各大马，就是雪田的意思。
But the saints were reading their Bibles, and they came across the book of Psalms, verse 20. It is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man live in it, and let another take his office.
这些圣徒们，他们在读圣经，读圣经呢，他们读到诗篇，读到诗篇里面呢，所以第二十节说，因为诗篇上写着说，愿他住的地方变为荒场，无人在内居住。又说呢，愿别人得他的职分。
So they basically followed the logic which said he was a traitor and he despised the Lord and despised the Christian path. Therefore, we must get someone else to fill his place. We don't want people to say that we accepted him. He was to be dismissed and replaced.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是施欧民呢，他曾经是个跟从者，但是他却是个叛徒。叛徒呢，因此呢，我们要把他除掉。虽然我们不想要别人认为呢，我们仍然承认他是我们中间的门徒，仍然承认他是我们中间的一员，所以呢，我们要把他赶出去。
And so these verses from the Psalms confirm what action should be taken.
因为这个呢，就是说是在诗篇里的这些经文呢，他确定了他们要采取的那些行动。Verse
21, therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
因为一节说呢，所以主耶稣在我们中间呢始终出入的时候，就是从施洗约翰起，直到主离开我们被接上身的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位，与我们同坐耶稣复活的见证。So
he said, we must come up with a solid foundation. We must replace Jesus. We must have a a witness package. 12 of us must be able to say, I knew him, I was with him all his ministry, and we all noted that he rose from the dead.
这里面他说呢，我们必须所有的人呢都一同做见证。这些人呢要跟主耶稣基督在一起的时候呢，做同样事情。所以，我们要撤换犹大，撤换犹大呢，那么说呢，我们就重新有十二个人，十二个人呢，我们一起呢去各位主耶稣基督做见证，去见证我们主耶稣基督的复活。They
noted that there were at least two who had been with them all the time. There were the 12 disciples, but there were many others who traveled with the Lord Jesus for those 3 years of his ministry.
因为呢，知道呢，最少想到了两个人，就是呢，主耶稣基督他其实有十二个门徒呢，在主耶稣基督的3年的服侍过程中呢，跟从着他，但是也还有很多其他的跟从着其他的信徒呢，在一直跟从着主耶稣。
So of these several or many, verse 23, they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. So they said, both Justus and Matthias, both of them qualify, we think, for the position to be filled to take over where Judas failed.
这里面呢，实际上呢，他们呢想起了在这一群人中间两个人。第二三节说，于是选举两个人，就是呢那叫做巴萨巴，又被称为犹士都的约瑟和马提亚。所以呢，这里面呢其实有两个人，他们认为呢约瑟和马提亚，那他们是合资格的。所以这个这两个人呢，他有可能呢就取代那个犹大以前所在的这样的一个位置。
So what would you do if there was a similar situation in our day? What would you do under those circumstances?
因为如果有类似的这样的情况，在我们当今呢发生的这样的一个情况，在这种环境下呢，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, verse 24 is obvious, and they prayed. That's what we would do.
因为第24节呢是非常明显的，他说呢，众人就祷告，这就是我们应该去做的。Don't
make important decisions in life without praying.
在你人生中呢，不要在没有做祷告之前做出重要的决定。So
verse 24, they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place."
第24节、第25节，第24节说：“众人就祷告说：‘主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两人中指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他得这事工并使徒的位分。犹大因犯罪，已将其丢弃，往自己的地方去了。’”
So they had prayed, but verse 26 says, then they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
这个第26节说呢，于是众人为他们抓阄，抓出来马提亚来，他就和11个使徒同列。
So as I mentioned before, this was not simply a prayer item, nor was it simply a vote. It was a combination of casting lots so that the Lord would decide, and prayer so that he would be there to decide.
这个里面我跟大家呢，就是说是以前讲过，我们这个事情呢要祷告，祷告呢就这种事情，像这种情况下呢，他们也不是说是要去选举决定某一个人士，但是呢在当时呢。 就是抓阄是一个非常的常用的做法，所以他们就抓阄，抓阄让主来决定谁会做这个门徒。Don't
think that Christian men or Christian women in a small group or a large group could by vote come up with the right decision.
所以不要认为就是一小群基督徒或者一大群基督徒呢，可以通过投票来做出正确的决定。
By praying here and by casting lots, Both decisions were left in the hands of God.
所以在这里呢，就是祷告和抓阄呢，其实两样事情呢，都是把它交到神的手里。
Very good. So the first thing they did then was that they had to lay a solid foundation for the work of God, and they did lay that foundation. That's what chapter one ends up focusing on, the importance of a solid foundation for the work of God.
所以首先在这里呢，他们要呢，就是为神的工作呢建立一个那个坚实的基础。那么说呢，在《使徒行传》第一章里呢，他们所做的事情呢，就是为将要去做的神的工呢建立坚实的基础。
We must all, like the apostles, the disciples, we must all have a solid input to the foundation of the work of God. Don't be like Judas and destroy the foundation to the work of God.
因为我们所有的人呢，都要在那个神的工作里面有一个坚实的那个基础，不要像犹大那样呢，去损坏的神的工作的这样的一个基础。
All right, chapter 2 now. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
下面我们来到第二章，第二章第一节说呢，五旬节到了，他们都同心合意，聚集在一处。
So they'd been together, as I mentioned earlier, they had been together for 10 days.
因为呢，他们在一起，前面我提到过呢，他们在一起呢，10天了。
And they were all with one accord after 10 days.
所以在那10天之后呢，他们都是同心合意的。
They didn't fight to find out which one was going to be boss.
并没有去争斗，争斗呢，来找出谁是作为老板的。
They didn't fight to determine who was going to do all the work.
他们并没有去争论，就是说谁最后要去做什么样的工作。
They didn't organize to put together a structure that seemed to make sense to them.
所以他们只是组织建立了这样的一个架构，架构这个架构看来呢是对他们来说是有用的。
They prayed and they were all in perfect harmony, getting along really well because they had prayed together. They hadn't been doing other things.
因为他们祷告，祷告呢，然后呢，就是他们呢，在一个完美的和睦中呢聚在一起。他们因为他们在一起祷告，所以他们呢就是没有做别的事，所以他们才有这样的和睦。Now,
we're not sure precisely where they were, but it says suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
我们不是很确定他们具体的在哪里。第二节说呢，忽然从天上也响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。So
they were in some sort of a house somewhere. We don't know precisely the location.
其实他们在某个房子里面，在某个地方，但是呢，我们却不知道是在哪个确切的地方。
It may have been, and in all probability was, very near the temple.
所以呢，有可能呢，这个地方呢，非常靠近圣殿。
It says, then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
第三节说呢，又有分开的舌头，如火焰显现出来，落在他们个人头上。
All right, there came a sound. And then the appearance. The sound is discussed in verse 2, the appearance in verse 3.
这里呢有个声音，一个响声下来。那么说呢，还有一个出现的一个东西显现出来。这个显现的是在第三节里描述了，是显现的什么？
Something very strange, a sound they had never heard, and an appearance of divided tongues or flames that they had never seen.
因为这个有些事情呢，非常的奇怪。他们听到了呢，就是说是一个声音呢，从来没听到过的。他们又有分开的舌头，如火焰显现出来。
verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues or languages as the Spirit gave them utterance.
第四节说，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
So a very strange phenomenon, and they all started speaking with tongues, and very, very different. Nobody had ever heard of anything like this before.
这是一个非常的陌生的一个现象。他们每个人呢，开始去讲那些方言。他们讲方言的时候呢，讲的呢非常不同的各种不同的方言，没有任何其他的人这么做过。Now,
these were dwelling in Jerusalem, or there were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven.
这个里面呢，就是说，第五节说，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来。This
was the day of Pentecost, and the Jews had been commanded way back in the days of Moses, and since then they had been commanded to come to Jerusalem for the feast of Pentecost. They were there. Those who feared the Lord, they were there in Jerusalem at that time.
这个里面呢，就是现在呢是五旬节。五旬节呢，犹太人呢，他们被要求、被命令，就是自从摩西那个时代开始呢，他们就被要求、被命令呢，就是在五旬节的时候呢，所有的犹太人呢都要来到耶路撒冷城。所以当时呢，那些敬畏神的人、信神的人呢，在五旬节的时候呢，都会来到耶路撒冷。
Verse 6 says, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together.
这个第六节说，这声音一响，众人都来聚集。
There may have been others with them in the house when this happened.
因为就是当他们在这些发生的时候，也有其他的人跟他们一起在那个房子里。
The 120 may very well have gone out from the house into the temple area, and they were speaking these languages. Whatever happened was that a great multitude came together.
这里面呢，就是大概这120个人呢，他们都出去了，出去了，来到这个圣殿的那个区域里，开始呢，就是讲方言。那么说，那发生了什么呢？就众人都来聚集。
And they were all confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language.
那个人听见门徒们用个人自己国家的语言说话，就很纳闷儿。
Don't be surprised when you start telling people about the Lord Jesus. Don't be surprised if they're confused. They've never seen anything like it before. You explain it to them, they say, I don't understand. You have to be patient. You have to explain it slowly, because you'll find many, many times when you speak the gospel, people are confused.
这里面呢，就是说，如果呢，你去跟别人传讲主耶稣基督呢，你要不要感到惊奇。如果他们呢，就是不理解，如果他们纳闷儿，所以呢，你要继续的去跟别人传讲我们的主耶稣基督，因为经常呢，如果你去传讲主耶稣基督呢，他们理解不了，他们就纳闷儿。但尽管这样，你还继续去跟他们传讲主耶稣。
Verse 7 says, then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans?
第七节呢，都惊奇，都惊讶，稀奇，彼此对着说，看哪，这些说话的不是都是加利利人吗？
It's certain true that the majority of the disciples were Galileans.
这个也是个事实呢，就是大多数呢，他的使徒们呢，门徒们都是加利利人。We're
told elsewhere that many of the ladies, many of the women who traveled with them were Galileans.
因为我们在其他地方也被告知呢，就是很多呢跟他们一起走的那些妇女呢，都是加利利人。
So if they weren't all Galileans, they were certainly mostly Galileans. And so the people said, they're all Galileans. Verse 8, how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
因为他们很确定这些人呢都是学加利利人，所以第八节说呢，我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的方言呢？
They couldn't understand it.
所以他们理解不了。
So verse 9 begins to list the people who are hearing it, and there are 16 or 17 different nations mentioned.
第9节开始描述那些听众，听众呢，其实这些听众呢，可能从16个或者17个不同的国家来的。
Verse 9, there were Parthians and Medes, Elamites and Mesopotamians, Judeans, Cappadocians, Pontians and Asians.
第9节说，我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在美索不达米尼亚的犹太，加珀多加本都亚西亚。
And verse 10, they were from Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes.
所以这个第10节说呢。弗吕加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古列奈的利比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是信犹太教的。
Verse 11, there were Cretans and Arabs. They said, We hear them speaking in our own languages the wonderful works of God.
第11节说，克里特和阿拉伯人都听见我们用我们的方言讲说神奇妙的作为。
All right, so verse 6 says, They came together and they heard the various languages. They tried to put it all together in their heads. And verse 12 says, they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean?
然后呢，第6节说呢，他声音一响呢，他们就聚集呢，他们就说是听见他们说个人国家的方言。第7节的时候，他们就感到非常惊奇，说这些人说的是什么呢？
And then verse 12, 13 says, Others mocking said, They are full of new wine.
所以第13节呢，说呢，有人嘲笑说呢，他们无非是新酒灌满了吧。
It is amazing that whenever God does a great work, some mocked and make fun and try to come up with another explanation rather than the grace of God.
这是很令人惊奇的，因为呢，当某个人呢做的神的工作的时候，通常呢，有人呢就是去讥诮、去那个嘲笑他们，嘲笑他们呢，把他们所做的神的工作呢，试图用另外一种解释方式说出来。
So shame on these who mocked and tried to belittle what obviously was a miracle.
所以呢，这些人呢应该感到羞耻，他们呢试图呢去就呃，就是说是嘲笑，或者说呢把那些非常的明显的神迹呢去把它搅看。
So we don't know how long this all took.
因为我们知道这个事情发生了多长时间。
They were in an upper room when it happened in a house.
所以呢，在这些发生的时候呢，他们在一个楼上的房间里。
But now they're probably in the temple because we're going to see that there were literally thousands of people who heard what was going on.
所以呢，现在呢，他们有可能已经在那个圣殿里了。所以在后面呢，我们听到呢，从字面意义上来说呢，有几千人来听他们讲。
So there were probably hours as this whole phenomenon passed, probably a long time, people hearing more crowds coming, people coming in, people going out, telling others, a lot of confusion for some time.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是有可能这个活动这种现象呢，持续了几个小时，因为很
All
多人
right, verse
听到了这样
14.
的话的时候呢，他们就从很多地方不断的到这里来，所以这里呢很非常的混乱。
So, excuse me, verse 14.
第14节。
Then Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, Let this be known to you and heed my words. These are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day.
第十五节。但彼得和十一个使徒站起来，他高声对他们说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐、啊，这件事情你们当知道，也当听我的话语。”第十五节说：“你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为这时候刚到这一天的第三个小时。”
So, this is amazing. It says, this is the third hour of the day.
对，这个非常神奇。这里说呢是，就是这一天的第三个小时。
That would be 9 o'clock in the morning.
这个呢是早晨的那个九点钟。
So, when did all this get started?
所以这一切是什么时候开始的呢？
Probably very early.
有可能非常的早。
They end up in the temple with all these thousands of people. Why were they there?
他们呢，最终呢，和那几千人在这里，他们为什么要到那里去呢？
Well, this was the day of Pentecost, the feast day of the Jews, and they were all there early in the morning because the Lord had called them to be there.
因为这个是在五旬节，五旬节呢，就是他们呢在早晨的时候呢，他们所有人都聚在那里，因为主呢呼召他们去到那里。
Those who were there to fulfill the ceremony that had been required by the laws regarding the day of Pentecost.
因为那些人呢，所有的人都聚在一起，聚在一起呢，他们在那里要去。实行那个就是说是律法所要求的在五旬节他们所要做的事情。
This again happened at the third hour of the day, which would be 9 o'clock in the morning, which was, you'll remember, the hour of prayer. There were 2 hours of prayer in the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This took place at the hour of prayer. It's as if God said,I heard the clock go ding dong, and it's time. This is when the miracle should happen.
这个里面呢，就是这个呢，就是上午的九点钟，九点钟呢，这个是他们祷告的时间。祷告的时间呢，就是说，那么说呢，这个时候呢，他们上午有一个祷告时间九点钟，下午三点钟呢，还有一个祷告的时间。那么说呢，这个上午呢，上九点钟来的时候呢，神说呢，他听到了叮当那个钟响了，九点钟，所以呢，是祷告的时间开始了。
Now, if you take a person who's drunk and you let him drink for a few hours, he can get some terribly confused and awful things.
因为这个，如果呢，你用一个人呢，他去喝酒，喝了几个小时，喝醉了，他可能呢会做一些非常的可怕的一些非常的就是令人困惑的事情。
But these people were not drunk, and they were not saying bad things. Verse 11 says they spoke.The wonderful works of God.
所以这些人呢，他并没有喝醉，因为他们并没有说胡话。所以呢，第十一节说呢，他们讲神的奇妙的作为。
Must have been a marvelous thing.
这个一定是一个非常的奇妙的事情。
How many preachers there that day?
你在那天有多少位讲道人呢？
Probably 100.
有可能100多。
What were they preaching? Everyone telling everybody else about the wonderful works of God.
所以呢，他们在讲到什么呢？每一个人呢，都在讲说神奇妙的作为。
All right, so Peter now is going to explain to them what's happening, and we would like to carry on, but cannot because time is gone.
所以呢，彼得呢，现在要开始跟他们讲，就是说发生了什么。但是呢，我们本来想继续学下去，但是呢，我们不能，因为我们的时间到了。
So, next week we'll carry on. Praise the Lord. These people prayed. God answered their prayer. Interestingly, at the time of the hour of prayer, and God did a marvelous work.
所以下个星期呢，我们要继续呢。那么说说呢，非常有意思的人，这是一个祷告的时间。祷告的时间呢，他们这些人呢都在祷告神，神听到了他们的祷告，神也回应了他们的祷告。
All right, let's have a word of prayer, and the Lord may bless us all.
所以呢，我们来祷告，愿主呢赐福给我们所有的人。
Lord, we're thankful for all that you have done.
主啊，我们非常感恩你所做的一切。
We're thankful for what happened at this day of Pentecost.
我们非常感恩呢，在五旬节发生的这些事情。
And we're thankful that the fruit and benefit of that has carried on even today.
我们感谢呢，就是说是那样的益处和那样的果子呢，今天呢仍然在影响。
And we pray that as the Holy Spirit did a great work in Jerusalem on this day of Pentecost, so you will do a great work in and through us today and tomorrow, Lord. May we bring you glory as these brought the Lord glory in their day.
地主啊，就是说是您呢，在他们身上行了很多奇妙的作为，通过他们去做工。地主啊，愿您呢，在今天、在明天，在我们身上呢，也去做同样的工。愿我们能把荣耀呢带给您。
So we give thanks now and look to you for much blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在献上感恩，期待您对我们的更多的赐福。我们的祷告感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.